As you know, Midweek Boost, we've been doing empowerment training for some months now. We've done a lot of things. We've done Discovery Bible Studies. The last thing that we've been doing the last couple of months is we've been talking about doing the works of Jesus and laying hands on the sick. Y'all, we've done a lot of things with that. And what happened last week, Nate made reference to it, is I found out that you actually are getting it. So I'm really glad about that. So because you've been getting it, tonight I'm introducing something new, something different. And we'll maybe stay on this till you get that. So I'm not planning ahead. I'm just you know, when you get it, then we'll move along. Don't mean we're not going to go back. But we'll move along tonight into something I've been wanting to share with you. Now, one of the goals that I have, one of the intentions I have in these Wednesday night sessions is that I would give you skills, that the Lord would equip us, that we would have tools to use as His ministers, you know, as His representatives, that God's people have been sent. But you need tools, you need equipment, you need to know what to do as you go. You need, you know, tools in your hand. And so I feel like that one of the best things I can do is just give you some skills. So that's why we've been doing what we've been doing. And tonight I want to add a new skill. I want to just say to you this. This is not the only skill. This is not the only thing. This is just one of many skills. And I think this is a particularly interesting skill that you probably at some point and some time can use. And but it's worth learning, I think. And it's literally something you'll learn. And so it's worth learning. It's not like the way. It is one way. There are many ways. So I want you to keep that in mind. But I think there'll be situations as you deal with people, situations where as you have conversations, as you have compassion on people, as you meet people, as you come across people, there will be times where this will be the tool you need so you can reach in. I want you to have some really good tools so you can reach in and get the one you need. And so this is one tonight we're going to introduce to you. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to show you some videos of people and show you three. I think we'll show all three videos. So I'll show you one video, then I'll talk, and then I'll show you another video, and then I'll talk, and then I'll show you another video, and we'll do some work together. So before we leave here tonight, we're all going to do a little work together. Everybody excited? So let's just show the first one, and we'll look at that. The first one's a little bit shorter.
So we live in this world, and it's characterized by brokenness. We don't have to look very hard to see. There are things like disease, disasters, wars. There's a lot of pain in this world, but this is not God's original design. God has a perfect design. And the way that we have gotten ourselves into brokenness is through something that the Bible calls sin. Sin is turning away from God's design and pursuing our own way, and that leads us to brokenness. Brokenness eventually leads us to death, and this death will separate us from God forever. But God doesn't want us to stay in brokenness, so He's made a way out, and that way is Jesus. Jesus comes and He enters into our brokenness, and the death that we deserve for pursuing brokenness, Jesus takes our place and dies on a cross, and His body is broken for us. And 3 days after He dies, He rose from the dead, and He made a way out of brokenness. And people try many things to get out of brokenness, things like religion, things like success, or relationships, education, or drugs and alcohol, but none of these things can get us out of brokenness. The only way out is Jesus. And if we turn from our sin and believe that Jesus died for us and rose from the dead, we can leave brokenness and grow in a relationship with God and pursue His design. And more than that, we can go. We can be sent just like Jesus back into brokenness to help others come through Him to pursue God's design. Now, there's two types of people in the world. There are people that are pursuing God's design, and there's people that are still in brokenness. We have to ask ourselves, where are we? So, where do you think you are?
Hello? That's on. How many of you have seen this before? A few of you? Okay, this is called Three Circles, and it is a guy in South Florida developed it. He was a family pastor at a church there. And he was dealing with in South Florida. It's not quite the Bible Belt. He had been in Kentucky, which kind of is the Bible Belt, and he'd gone down to South Florida and was meeting people of all kinds of backgrounds, and a lot of people didn't know the Lord. And so he needed a way to just be able to share the gospel with them quickly and in a way that they could grasp it and simply. And, you know, one thing I've discovered is that sharing the gospel can get complicated real fast. And I know, and I bet you have done the same thing. I've gotten in the middle of the gospel, and man, I have gotten so detailed and so deep and got so many big words and going, and all these things are happening that it's just, any of y'all ever been there? You're whipping out stuff, and then you're going down, I know you have, Eddie, go down rabbit trails, and you go through all these things, and the person, you've lost them long ago. And so I think one of the best things that we can do as ministers of reconciliation is practice sharing the gospel and find ways to share the gospel and find different ways. And I've seen a lot of ways, but I thought this was a really pretty simple way, and I thought it was an interesting way, so I wanted to share it with you. Now, I'm going to show another version, and this one's a little bit longer. This is a past. That was just the real simple version. It's three circles is what we call it. And so I want you to pay attention as we go through this, because in a little while we're going to do this together, and then you're going to do it with each other. So I want you to pay attention, and if you have something to write on, you want to take some notes, you can. In a minute, I'll give you something to write on if you don't have something, and then we'll all write together. Okay, let's go ahead and show the second one.
Hey guys, Corey Hallett here, pastor at Covered Bridge Church. I recently read a statistic that 97% of believers have never shared their faith. That's a heartbreaking stat. There's lots of different reasons for that. Probably one of the most common reasons is that people just don't know how to practically share their faith. And so my heart for this video is to give you a tool that will help you in everyday life, so when God brings you an opportunity, you'll be prepared and you'll be confident. There are three questions that you can ask whenever you engage in a spiritual conversation. The first question is, can I pray for you? Then you just simply pray for that person right then and there. The second question is this: would you consider yourself close to God or far from God? Then you simply just listen to their story. Don't try to interrupt. Don't try to share your two cents. Just listen. And the third question, and this is the most important question of all, is, would you mind if I show you a picture that changed my life and helped bring me close to God? And if they say yes, you can pull out a note card or a napkin, and you can begin to show them the picture that I'm getting ready to show you right now. You see, we live in a world that's filled with brokenness. Our world is messed up. And it doesn't take too long to figure that out. Our world's imperfect and cracked. In fact, you and I as individuals, we're also imperfect and cracked. But when God created the world, that wasn't always His plan. In the beginning, God had a perfect design in mind. And we went from God's perfect design into brokenness. And the Bible calls that sin. And sin is simply anything that keeps you from God's best. It's that desire in us to run the other direction from God. Or it's that disobedient nature that we have. Sin separates us from God. And that's how we got into the mess of brokenness. And in our brokenness, we have these emotions and these feelings of emptiness, and we try to do all kinds of things to get out of our brokenness, whether it's live a really good life, or maybe it's make a lot of money and be successful, or some people get caught up in more dangerous situations where they get involved in addictions, and they're always trying to get out of their brokenness, but it's impossible. But God had a plan to restore us. And that's what we learn about in the third circle. God's plan is Jesus. You see, Jesus was God, and Jesus was also perfect. He came down to this earth to live among us, to show us what God is like. And he lived a perfect and sinless life. And at the very end of his life, he died on a cross as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. 3 days later, he rose from the dead so that he can bring us back to God's perfect design. Now, there's two things that Jesus asks us to do if we want to move from brokenness back into God's perfect design. The first thing he asks us to do is to turn. He asks us to make the decision to turn from our brokenness, to turn from our sin. The biblical word for that is repentance. We take a step towards God and away from our old life. The second thing he asks us to do is to make the choice to trust, to choose to give him everything, to surrender our entire lives to him, to make him our king, to make him our boss. And when we do that, we move from brokenness into a relationship with Jesus. And then Jesus takes us back to God's perfect design. Now, as soon as you make this decision, the Bible says everything changes. The Bible says that you become a brand new creation, that you receive a new identity, that you can stand before God forgiven and cleansed and justified, and God's presence actually comes to live inside of you. And then he begins to help us to do two things. The first thing is this, is we begin to live a life where we grow. We grow in a relationship with God. We grow into the likeness of Jesus. And we spend our entire lives on this journey of growing. The second thing he asks us to do is to go. God wants us to go back into this world of brokenness and to share with others the good news of Jesus. To share with others how they can come close to God. That is the message of the gospel. Every single person is in one or two places. They're either in brokenness or they're in God's perfect design. So the question would be, which one are you? After you present the gospel message, you can simply ask the person if they would like to pray a prayer to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All you have to remember are the letters A, B, C. First is A, and that's the word admit. The second word is believe for B. And the third word is commit. And you can begin to take them through a prayer through admit, believe, and commit. God, I admit that I'm messed up. I admit that I'm broken. I admit that I'm a sinner. I need you. I believe, Jesus, that you came down to this earth to live a perfect life and to die on the cross for my sins and to be raised from the dead 3 days later. And I commit to give you my life. I commit to surrender everything to you. And if someone prays that prayer and they mean it with all their heart, the Bible says that they're saved, that they become a child of God. So this is a practical tool. It's called the three circles. And if you begin to take this tool and practice it and practice it and practice it, next time when God brings someone into your life, you'll be ready to share the good news of Jesus.
Is that on? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so there's three circles. One thing I really like about this particular method is you can start in any of those three circles, depending on what the conversation is, what's happening, where you are, and you can just use it to work and work back or forward, up or down, sideways. You can go either way. So there's that first circle, the first circle that I don't remember which one he started with, but he started with brokenness. Okay, he started with brokenness. That's the problem. You know, that's the state that people are in, brokenness. And we all certainly know so many examples of that and the attempts that man has made to get out of it. But like some people that do the three circles like to say, but every attempt is like a bungee cord that pulls you right back. And then, so then there's the circle that shows God and his perfect design, God's heart, God's original intention, however you want to put that, but it shows God and how God made man and how God, you know, intended for us to be. And it was perfection. And so those two things are not, you know, the same. What happened? Well, the thing that happened is that man sinned, that man went his own way, that man made his own choice that didn't include God. He went away from God. And in doing that, he ended in brokenness. And that's where all of us have been. And then that's when he brings down, there's a way out of brokenness. These other things don't work, but there is a way out. God, because he loved us, he provided a way out of brokenness. And that's when you come down and find in the third circle, you find Jesus. Jesus, who came from God, lived a sinless life, offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He took our death. He took our brokenness on the cross. And then he died, was raised from the grave. And if we'll trust in what Jesus did for us, it'll make us right with God. So you see, it's easy to go through this. I don't think these are all completely foreign concepts to any of you tonight. I think you know what we're talking about. So we're going to watch another one, and then we're going to kind of work through this, okay? So let's watch one more.
If you turn on the television or look at your Facebook feed, it's very clear that we live in a broken world. There's a lot of death, a lot of disease and suffering. But we also see traces of beauty, like the beauty of a sunset or the laugh of a child. And that's because God's design was perfect when he made it. There was no death or disease or suffering. But starting with the very first people, we as humans chose to go our own way and leave God's perfect design. And that's called sin. And sin is what led to brokenness in our world and us and sinfulness. Well, we don't like to be in brokenness, this state that we're born in. So we try to get out. So for some, they try to get out on their own by climbing the ladder of success at work or school, thinking that'll get them out. Others try to get out themselves by doing good things or being religious and going to church and helping people. And while those are great things, they don't get us out of brokenness. Some try to drown out the brokenness with drugs and alcohol or attempts at suicide or maybe even relationships. And these attempts to get out of brokenness ourselves end up snapping us back in like a bungee cord. But God loved us so much, he didn't want us to stay in brokenness. So he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He provided the only way out. And that is through his son, Jesus. You see, Jesus came down into our world and allowed himself to be killed on a cross, taking on our sin. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And he declared that if anyone would turn from their way and surrender to him, and believe that Jesus came and died on the cross and rose from the dead, would be willing to make him their king or their Lord, that they would be forgiven and made new, and would then be able to experience God's perfect design for their life. Now I want to ask you, which of these two would you say you're in? Are you still in brokenness, or have you repented and believed in Jesus and are now back in his design? Okay, you're in brokenness. Well, which one of these two do you want to be in? Okay, great. Well, is there anything that keeps you from turning from your way and believing in the gospel of Jesus and making him your Lord, your King? Okay, great. You know, when I chose to make this decision, I prayed a simple prayer, very similar to this picture. I just told God that I'm sorry for my sin, that I left your design, and for the ways that I've tried to get out of brokenness on my own. I'm ready to turn from my way and surrender to you
and I believe this is true, and I want to make you my Lord so I can become new and experience your design for my life. Is that something you'd like to do? And then just pray with them. So this is the Three Circles Gospel presentation.
Hallelujah. All right, what do y'all think? What, Terry? Teach the kids. The big people need to know too. Yeah, no, for sure. Kids would catch on a lot quicker than adults, probably even. Let's see, maybe we should put it over here. Can we all see it over here? All right. What else do you think? Christina, what'd you think? Yeah. Yeah, and it's designed to do that, to ask people, which place are you? That's the question after you do it. Where are you? And then to, if they want to receive Jesus, you know, I like what he said, you know, like what's keeping you. And yeah, well, why don't we just go ahead with this? I also like the idea too, because sometimes you deal with people and they're like, well, I don't believe. And you're like, you can choose to believe here. You can just choose to trust in him, you know? What else? Yes, Mary. Very interesting. It's not, it's like not as confrontive as you're a sinner. Yeah. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, that's true. I think it's good. Yeah. Yeah, Robert, you and me both would be like that, right? It's like, it can be hard to keep on the, it keeps, you're going somewhere. Any other thoughts? Yes? Yeah. 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 And some of the things seem good, like being a good person and going to church, you know, or, you know, education or being a success in business. And some of them seem obviously not so good, like getting caught up in addiction or things like that. So some are good or some are bad. It's not, they're all in vain. Yeah. Any other thoughts? Do you have thoughts, Annie?
You don't have to have artistic ability.
You don't have to have artistic ability. That's your favorite part. It's simple. It's simple. So let's see if we can do it. And to be honest with you, I'm learning this too. I've seen it a number of times, but I've never actually done it with someone. And, well, actually I did, but not unbelievers. I've just practiced like you're going to tonight. But it's been a while. And I first saw it back in September, I think, is when I first saw it. And at a training I was at, and so I'm gonna go through it here, and y'all help me, and we'll see what we can do about filling it in, and then maybe we'll get somebody else to try, like Pastor Nate, and then we'll do it. Maybe we may not have time to do that. We may just do it this once. Maybe we should just have Nate do it once. Anyway, okay. Also, did you notice a couple of them used words, and then the last one just used symbols?
Right.
You can do what you want. I kind of think I would like the symbols best, but you may like the words better. But I like the symbols just best because of it was a heart. That's what I really liked it better. Okay, so basically this circle, we'll start with this circle over here. This circle over here is the circle of brokenness. So it's hard for me to draw a circle. So it's a brokenness, and I just put a big brokenness line through there. Okay, so there's brokenness. Can y'all see kind of almost? There's brokenness. And so we have the brokenness there. So what do we know about brokenness? What is brokenness? People feel bad. It's the brokenness is it's depression, it's destruction, it's sickness, it's all the bad things we see. Now see, here's the great thing is whatever gets you into this conversation, whether it's somebody telling you about crime or some fear they have, you know, or some terrible thing that's happening or something they're experiencing that's negative, that immediately is the brokenness you focus on, you know. It's, well, that sickness is part of the brokenness that we see in the world. There's terrible things that happen in the world. So it becomes very relatable to whatever person you're talking about. But there's brokenness, and that brokenness, it results in, I think you just said it, you said depression. It results in, what I would say is it results in a lot of misery. The world is full of misery. And people are trying to get out of this brokenness. All of us have this problem, and we're trying to get out. We're trying to get out by education and making money, career. Yeah. Sometimes we just try to bury it with addictions and drugs, and or getting caught up in our families, and somehow or other that's going to fix it. Relationships, doing good things, but those things are not going to fix that. Now, why? Yes, Mary. Yeah, because it just zip right back into it. Yeah, and I think most of us have experienced that. Like, we tried to get out marriage, if I just marry the right guy, and then that didn't work out, you know, or, you know, all of the things, and they, you know, it didn't, I got this education, and it's not what I thought it would be, you know. I think I may have, do you do that before or after the, you do God? I don't know. But anyway, here's where we are. We can do it in whatever order. And we're going back. You can see, I don't really know what we're doing. Okay. But the problem is God did not make the world this way. God made the world. He made the world perfect. That's my favorite part. It's drawing the heart. Okay. God made the world perfect. That's my whole favorite part. I should have you up here drawing. What am I doing? Because it's, you don't have to be an artist. That's why we have me. Okay. You just have it so great. So God made the perfect. His intention, he loves people. And he made the world a perfect place. And we see glimpses of what he originally intended. When we see a beautiful sunset or a magnificent waterfall, or we see a newborn baby, and we see the perfection that God intended, those moments of bliss that we've all experienced in that's how God intended life to be all the time. But the problem is that man rebelled against God, that man went his own way. And that going your own way, doing your own thing, and not staying with God and his design and his plan, that led to brokenness. And the Bible word for that is a word called sin. So you could even draw a little person up there. All my people look alike. And so we're just going our own way all over here. And we end up here in this brokenness. And this brokenness is a problem for every person. But God still loves us. He still loves every person. And he looks at this brokenness and he says, I have to make a way out of that brokenness. And so he devised a wonderful plan. He came himself as his son. He sent his son. This is where we get to the good part. He sent his son, and then I do like to write Jesus. 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 Huh? Everybody wrote Jesus, because Jesus is the important part. So Jesus came, and he came as an expression of God, and with God's, what did he come with? God's, huh? He came down. Oh! That was good. He came down into our brokenness, and he took all the brokenness. He took all of our sin. It is. Yes. Yeah. 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 So he took all the sin, which was causing the brokenness. That's good. He took it by being a sacrifice for us, for our sins, for the wrong we had done, and for us trying to make it right ourselves. And he died on a cross. But the good news is, 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. What's this about? Jesus is Lord and King. Yes. And so if we will turn from brokenness and we will trust, we've got to do two T's, turn and trust, right, Nate? Mr. Alliteration over there. And we will trust in him and make him, recognize he's king, make him king. One guy said boss, Lord of our life. We'll do that. Then he will restore us to God. It's God's perfect design. And we will become, I like when they do this, one of my favorite parts. New creation, new person, will become a new person, and we will begin to grow in our relationship with God. So that's where we have the grow, the two G's. And not only will we begin to grow, but God will send us, and I like this one better, send us back into brokenness. We will go back here to rescue more people from brokenness and introduce them to Jesus so they can become a new creation and experience God's perfect design for life. If we will turn and trust, this is, yeah. So you see, you can even be just as like goofy as, you know what I mean? You can mess it up and still do pretty good, right? Y'all ready to try it, or should we just get Nate to do it again? All right, we'll try it together. You can all, here, y'all got paper? Anybody got paper? Anyone give some papers out? Okay. Let's see what we can do. We're going to do this several times. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got pens too. Y'all need paper back in the back? You need some paper, Rhonda? Yeah, they need paper in the very back. You got paper. Paper Peter. I was saying Pater. Pater Peeper is what I was going to say. All right. So let's just, because we have about not even 10 minutes, let's just all leave here tonight with this. Can y'all put, I don't know if you can you put that last, well, we'll just do it up here. It's fine. I don't know if you can freeze frame the very last one. But look at it. Look at your paper, and in your paper, first of all, brokenness. Draw brokenness, whether you want to write the word brokenness or you want to just draw it with a line. Yeah, I want you just to make a copy tonight, and then we'll go through it in the next week.
Is that how you spell brokenness?
With two N's, brokenness, yeah. Yeah, it does. So, that's brokenness. And then, there's all the attempts that we have, if you want to make notes of what those attempts might be. Attempts to get out of our brokenness. It's two. Broken and then ness. Yeah, you're an English teacher, right? I feel a lot better, Mary. Mary was an English teacher. Yeah. I'm sure the person you're sharing it with won't know, but you can write it or you can just draw the little brokenness line. And then there are various things that people try to get out of brokenness, career, success. There we go. Education. You can, whatever is good. Being a good person. Going to church. Masking it with substance, which could lead to addiction. So addictions, What'd you say? Pride. Yeah.
Relationships.
Yeah. These are some of the things. And, you know, obviously you can find others. There's all kinds of things that come out of people trying to deal with their sin. But this is not what God intended for us. I think we're actually supposed to do those parts after we do the sin. Weren't we supposed to do sin first? Well, let's go back over here to God. God's original design. God's design, which is the heart. God's perfect plan. God's perfect design. What do you have written there, Annie?
God's perfect design.
God's perfect design. What are you saying? It's just a person. That all they have up there, there's nothing written there. It's a person with little... It's a person walking away from God is what the picture is. Yep. Yeah. And so this is the line where we went our own way. We went away from God in his original design, God's perfect design. We went our own way. We made our own choices. So we should be, you should have the circle of brokenness, and you should have God's perfect design heart, and you should have sin, people going away from God's perfect design and getting into brokenness. That's what got us into brokenness. And then the solution to the brokenness, you know, I like to talk about love, and mine, they didn't talk about love enough for me. Because my gospel always has love in it. God's love for us. He didn't want us to stay in brokenness. That's never, so he sent Jesus. So Jesus, and all we write, here's Jesus. And Jesus came down into our brokenness. But he lived God's perfect design. And then he took our brokenness on himself and died as a sacrifice for our sin. For us going our own way, he died on the cross. And then God raised him from the dead. And if we will turn and then yeah, if we will turn from our sin that got us into brokenness, and we will put our trust in Jesus and make him king of our lives, then something great will happen. He will bring us back into God's perfect design and make us a new person. And as we become a new person, we'll grow in our relationship with God. We'll grow in our fellowship with God. And then we will have the privilege of going into brokenness to bring others out and into relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Are you writing your notes down? So I want you to write this down. I want you to look at it. I want you to think about it this week. I don't feel like I have to explain every little iota to you because, you know, you've been here. And so I think you have some basic understanding. I want you to look at it. I want you to work with it. If you can, take some time this week to go over it with yourself. Try to share it with somebody that you know, like to practice with them. We're going to be practicing this together in the next few weeks. But go ahead and you and Al can, Christina, you and Al can practice on each other, and you can show somebody. I'm not telling you to go out and find a stranger yet. I'm just saying start practicing it. Share it with somebody. You can, Peter, you can share it with your daughters and show them something you learned at church, you know. You can show Taryn. Taryn probably knows better than you, Terry, because they already know it back there. So you can start sharing it and learning and just practicing it together and finding your words that are you're comfortable with. I showed you three different versions, and they're all three different. And I like that because it's these principles, but there's different words, what words you're comfortable with. But here's the gist of it is what Jesus did. Sin is what got us in the mess. It was never God's intention God had a much better plan for us. Jesus came to restore us to God's good plan for us. And I like the fact that we grow, but that we go, and it's included. Imagine. Imagine if in the gospel message that you received, if going had been included as an integral part of it. From the beginning. Instead of years later somebody saying, hey, maybe you should try to share the gospel. If it was just at the very beginning, it's part of the fundamental turn, trust, grow, go. All right there. Isn't that good?